Welcome to today's special edition of One-on-One. We're getting call after call after call. People are writing in. They're saying, I'm struggling to make ends meet. My credit card debt, bills, and the lack of money, it's wrecking my life. And according to statistics, 8 out of 10 people could use a little more of it right now. What's interesting is that when most of us want to increase the money in our accounts, we trim our spending first, get on a budget. But cutting costs only goes so far. Imagine a life where you have more than enough of it. What would you do? Would you pay off your debts? Would you take that dream vacation? Would you travel the world? Would you buy that something special that you've always wanted? Today you're gonna meet Dr. Shirley Clark, a woman who grew up in poverty, who knows a thing or two about having more week left than money. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author. She's a woman of God on fire. Dr. Clark's ministry and her books, they're helping people all over the world. Her seminars on what she calls wealth advocacy, it's impacted millions of people across the world, and today it's gonna impact you. She's here today to tell you and me the 8 steps to reach true financial freedom, found in her new book called Blessed, How to Attract Wealth into Your Life. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One-on-One. Dr. Clark, it's an honor to have you.
Thank you, Damon. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And I know you're glad she's here because I'm here to hear from you how I can get paid. You ready for that? So we're going to talk about this book.
Yes.
And I love the title. And by the way, her book's got what I call thud factor. Being in the book business, here's what we do. Somebody comes in, they got a book. I say, let me hear it. They go, what? You know, you're supposed to read a book.
Right.
So let me hear it. We take that book, we do this right here. That's thud factor. That means there's a lot of stuff in here, and I mean a lot of stuff. Amen?
Amen.
That means
Amen.
You put some time into this
Amen.
Thing. That means that what's in here came out of you.
Yes.
And I would submit it probably works.
Yes,
Amen?
It does. It does.
All right, so let's dive into this thing. Well, what are we going to find here?
Well, we are going to find some principles that work. There's a missing link to why we're not possessing.
Amen.
And that's why I'm here today, Damon. And that's why I wrote that book, How to Attract Wealth, because so many people don't really know how to do the practical steps. I'm an advocate for people change because I saw it work for me.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's time to get paid.
It is time to get paid. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail, right?
Right.
We're supposed to be above and not beneath. That's mm-hmm. what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more people beneath than above, and there's mm-hmm. more people living as the tail rather than the head
mm-hmm.
financially.
Right.
And I just think there's something wrong with that.
I agree, Damon. That's why I wrote the book. I grew up in poverty, gross
okay.
poverty. But I thought the American dream was you marry up, you get the house, the car.
Oh, yeah.
But with that came debt.
Yeah.
Mortgage and
yeah.
car payment, you get the child, the son, the
oh,
daughter.
Yeah.
We end up with $80,000 worth of debt and the attorney saying, I'll file bankruptcy. I just didn't feel like it was God, and I knew there had to be a strategy.
All right, wait right there, because what you just said, a lot of people identify with, debt is an all-consuming thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you got money problems, you got problems. I mean, it spills over into every area of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are people right now that are listening to the sound of our voice, tuned into this show, that can't make their mortgage. They can't make their car payment. Their student loan
right.
debt,
yep.
and medical bill debt and all, it's closing in.
Right.
And they're stressed out. They're burned out. They're worried. They say that money problems is one of the biggest causes of divorce in this country.
I've heard that.
And they're going to church, and when they're paying their tithes, they're sowing seed, but they're seeing nothing.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Damon. We've got to now open up a gate of wealth where we have it continuously and not just...
That means it's what, flowing?
It's constant. We got money more than just for our light bill.
Got it. But you now found yourself $80,000 in debt. Good Lord.
That's exactly right.
And you were facing bankruptcy.
Right.
How were you feeling?
Well, I don't know where the money is going to come from, but I knew how to pray. And I'd say, God, you're going to have to show me a strategy that's different. And I've been through all of the teaching. This is the problem.
Yeah.
I'm running into people now. They said, we have been teaching the church on finance. We have financial seminar. We have this and that. But the people are never shifting. They're never changing. And I say, there got to be a way to tap us into. There had to be a way.
Got it.
And so I heard my millionaire anointing kick in. People have been prophesying for years. So I said, okay, how do I shift this? I need millionaires to mentor me. And that's what I found out. Rich people educate themselves. Poor people entertain themselves.
Woo, say that again.
Rich people educate themselves. Poor people entertain themselves. That was the first thing I really recognized. We
wow.
were spending more time entertaining.
Than getting educated.
Educated on wealth.
Goodness.
Not finance, wealth.
Got it.
So I'm about creating
wealth.
Wait.
You made a real clear delineation
right.
between finances right. and wealth.
That's right, because you can learn about finances uh-huh. and budget, but if you don't have the money, that's going to keep you still bound mentally. What I'm about is creating wealth.
Wealth. Well, define wealth.
Wealth is abundance.
Abundance.
Because what we're trying to do, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, is that God's going to give us power to get wealth so Ooh. That his kingdom might be established.
That's
so the
good.
Reason that we want wealth is that we might finance the gospel.
What? That is good.
So we are raising up kingdompreneurs and not entrepreneurs.
Wow, that's powerful. So you're diligently seeking and you're expecting to be rewarded. And as most of us would expect, it's a spiritual thing because we have been taught to not pursue money. We have been taught, many of us, that to suffer is just part of the Christian life. When in fact, we are to live as kings on planet Earth. We are supposed to experience the kingdom here mm-hmm. on planet Earth. And you found that the word reward meant getting paid.
For seeking God. My backdrop is prayer on all of this.
Got it.
So nobody can fight me on, because I build a relationship with God with this money
Got
building.
It. And, so you're praying.
We're laying out from between 2 to 4, just with the prayer shawl over my head
wow.
and soaking music. We had an $80,000 worth of debt. I needed a deliverance in that area.
Wow.
And I needed God to show me, and I got on the floor, so I said, let me clear up that if I seek you, you're going to put wages in my life. And I had a business, and I came off the floor in 4 years, my income increased 3 times because as I sought God, witty invention came off
my
the floor.
My God. Wow.
That I got off the floor, began to offer services that, you know, paid me thousands of dollars what I got with God. See, what I did was I went down with a righteous indignation on the floor.
You went after this thing in a spiritual way. No, you said,
yeah,
forget what the world says. What does God say?
See, I only made in corporate, I think, less than $23,000 a year. But with God, I made that in 6 weeks.
Good night. The supernatural way.
Yes.
You got down with righteous indignation. That means she was mad. You got down on your face.
Yes.
You took a prayer shawl.
Yes.
You got into the Holy of Holies, and you asked God to give you his mind about your money.
Yes.
And he answered you.
Yes, he did.
What did he tell you?
Now, he began to just download my graphics design. I learned everything about business design, how to do different payment plans. He said, don't worry about the money. I'm going to show you how to help people get what they need
Goodness.
To get the books out. That I'm going to help them author, speak, PR firm. He said, don't worry. I'm going to show you, do this type of plan. And therefore, now I got people paying $10,000.
Goodness.
Listen, you got to make a decision to be wealthy.
Ooh.
That was one of the first thing I found out, Damon, when I started hitting the floor first. You have to make a decision to be wealthy or be a millionaire. And when you do, the universe will come in line with you
Goodness,
to make it happen.
Wow.
I said, the reason I'm broke is because I just didn't make a decision.
It's time to make a decision, right?
Right.
But that there's truth in that. You know, you have to believe that it's possible. You have to shift your thinking. You can't think the same way you did that got you to where you are. You got to think differently, and that's going to get you somewhere else. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. And I really shifted my mindset. I began to pray for my faculties of my brain to operate at its optimal level. Everything will be open to you. So don't shut nothing out, because I'm going to open up every faculty then. And that's what I did. And stuff started happening. And so I spent 80% of my time in the presence of God, because I had a home off. So the soaking music played as I got off the floor. I couldn't get all the ideals out.
My goodness. And you had a prayer shawl. Do those things, I hate to sound so, you know, in the natural, but do those things work?
When you cover yourself with the prayer shawl, what you've done, you've just created a prayer tent.
Wow.
And that shawl was, for me, were intentionally getting rid of all the externals.
Wow.
That put me in a place only I can hear God. It was incredible.
So you first made a decision.
Yes.
That I choose to live a different life than the one I'm seeing now. I choose to be wealthy.
Yes.
Number two, you got on your face, you began to pray, and you were specific.
Yes.
God, give me this. God, give me that. God, add to me what I need to be successful. And then I heard you say something. You got into a place of spiritual resonance.
Yes.
Worship. Connecting to God. Right?
That's correct.
Something electrical happened. Mm-hmm. What happened in that place?
I was being taken up. So I began to hear things I never heard before.
That's good.
And then you begin to think higher, and ideals begin to come down.
And then you wrote a book.
And we wrote that.
This is a culmination of what you discovered.
Yes.
On this journey.
That's exactly right.
This is a step-by-step roadmap. Can I call it that?
Yes.
Can I call it a blueprint?
That's exactly what I made it to be, a blueprint.
If I heard you right, you got people paying you thousands of dollars to help them figure out how to capture the wealth that is stored up for them.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that the Lord has done is that now people can spend VIP days with me. Because I did this on the floor, I've came up being a destiny coach.
Wow.
I can shift people's lives in one day, Damon, just by what I know. I can create your world because I've learned how to create mine the way I want.
Wow.
And so now 90% of my clients coming into 2016 are multimillionaires.
Goodness.
All my mentors are millionaires.
You're making millionaires.
I'm making them. By
shifting them into a millionaire mindset.
Yes.
And teaching them the steps on how to grow wealth. But there's a lot of people that, you know, can't board a plane and go see you. And there's a lot of people that don't have thousands of dollars that can hire you to come in and be their coach. But you've got a book.
That's right.
That can get them on that track.
That's correct.
Is that why you wrote this?
This is exactly right. Because after I came through and worked with people, I realized they needed the basic steps.
Mm-hmm.
And why it all blends, if they'll just do those things, Damon, make a decision, you know, then think like a millionaire, because it'll work.
That's
if
good.
you know, the principles are there, the stages, you know, steps are there. You can't tell me it won't work.
Yeah, got it. Because you've seen it work.
See, I'm not talking about something 30 years
no,
ago.
No, you're talking about something now. You're not talking about it's possible. You're living.
I'm living
that it's
it.
Possible.
I'm living it. Listen, I started where I was giving hundreds of dollars in the offering, and within 10 months, I was able to give an offering $20,000.
My God. What are some things that you've seen from people who have gone through this book, who have connected to you,
right,
who have begun to walk out the things that you teach in this book? Mm-hmm. Give me some before and afters, if
right.
you would.
One lady didn't have she got divorced and, you know, was selling a home and all that. So I have a 90-day financial empowerment challenge that I walked them through that I talk about in that book.
Got it.
And she went through the challenge, did everything I told her to do, and read all the other books.
Wow.
So she got a house with no money down, a car with no money down, check for $7,000,
$3,000, $4,000. What?
Just stuff like school loans, they're going through it, and all of a sudden they get something in the mail. Because I don't get them out of debt, I get them to think wealthy and release a vortex
and
of
then
wealth.
The wealth comes.
And cancel out debt. Renting trucks was been over $2,000 in 24 hours. Just working through that and had a truck given to him.
My God.
It's just things like that. School loans. They get something and say, thanks for applying. We've canceled your $12,000 school debt.
What?
This is the kind of things we're getting and successes. Listen, one lady, pay IRS $4,000 last year, reading the book. In February 1st, March, they gave her $3,000.
If you've discovered how to do this thing,
right.
If you've discovered how to capture wealth, if you've discovered how to create wealth, and if you have been given the mission to create wealth in others,
right,
you got to do what you're doing. And I would say there are thousands of people watching right now, this very minute, who are saying, tell us what we can do to get out of the junk that we're in and start living the life that we know God's got in store for us. But it's hard to believe that.
I know.
When you're in the middle of all that nonsense.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, and that's why I wrote that book. Because most people just scared, or you feel like your back is against the wall because of the systems of this world, and you think you never can change. But I'm telling you, it's simple.
So you're saying there are things that are standing in the way of people reaching breakthrough,
yeah,
that are simple. We think they're difficult. They're
right.
Actually simple. And so what you do is you help through this book.
Right.
With folks connecting to you.
Yes.
To what? To what? Identify those things that are in the way?
Yeah.
And then building a plan to overcome them?
That's correct. A lot of this is here. So I spent a lot of time educating this so we can dislodge all of that stuff. They read this book. They have to get these tools.
When they crack the cover.
Right.
What are they going to find in here?
They're going to find 8 incredible steps. Simple, but yet it would be practical. Very practical steps that they can say, oh, I can do that.
Got it. Actual information.
Right.
That they're going to be able to apply.
They're going to find the tools in there, mm-hmm, resources, strategies.
Got it.
Declaration that increases their life.
Got it. Does it tell me how to deal with the debt that I have?
It tells us more about building wealth.
Got it.
And the way my system is built around is that the dominant thought that's in your mind is the thing that will come into your life.
Wow.
So we teach you about the dominant thought of wealth that will eat up the debt. And so we don't focus on the debt. We focus on the wealth. Rich people believe in being financially free, and we've been taught that we have to have a job. And so the poor people believe in being financially secure. And so when their money doesn't equal up to what their debt, it just keep them like the hamster, you know, running.
They don't stay on the wheel.
They don't know how to get out
right.
of it.
They go in circles.
Right.
So they keep doing what they've always done and they keep getting what they always got.
Right.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Because this never shifts to get them to think this way.
Got it.
That book is set up to really shift people's lives.
This is like loaded.
Yes.
With strategies and ideas and principles of being wealthy, where you're able to do the kind of stuff that you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, where you're your own boss, you're traveling the world, not just making money.
But, right.
Being wealthy.
Right. So when I talk about wealth, I'm talking about building it out of the worship time with God. That's why we really stress people soaking and getting it out of the wealth out of the soaking time.
That's good.
Because the relationship with God will be stronger when you come through what I'm teaching in the book.
You say soaking.
I know. That's a word that people still struggling to.
Well, let's walk through that.
Okay.
They say if you want to be successful, surround yourself by successful people. Do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you did.
Well, what I did is I found music that did not tell me about my problems. I rehearsed where I was. And when we are being intimate with our mates, mm-hmm, most of us don't have, we say, boogaloo music on. We have intimate music that would create the atmosphere that would engage us. So I got rid of all of the music that rehearsed my problem, that had me shouting and jumping off the thing. But I want music would tell me there were no more boundaries.
What are you listening to? I want to listen to that. Amen? What are you praying?
Right.
I want to pray that way.
He asking these great questions.
I'm trying to get to it.
Because
I'm trying to get some wealth.
Yeah, I knew if I continue to do the things, something had to shift.
Wow.
Just believe that the first day you started, something is shifting. And you have that faith to know when
goodness,
the invisible is working
goodness,
into it coming to manifestation.
We're going to call this the shift.
Mm.
As you were just speaking there, and we're talking about moving out of the how we think now into the how we're going to think,
mm-hmm,
moving out of the where we are to the where we're going to be. It's a shift. I want to get folks a shift toolbox loaded with resources that can help them create this kind of wealth lifestyle that they deserve.
But that's why I really wrote this tool, to give them hope, to really give people hope that it can happen to you.
Wow. Anybody can do this. Am I right?
Yes.
God's not a respecter of persons, is he?
No.
Can anybody be too far gone or too far down that this couldn't make a difference in their life?
No.
I mean a real difference.
Absolutely. Yes.
Can the retired person that's watching this program, living on government support or a retirement check, still reach the place of wealth?
Where's my camera at? Right here.
That's just your camera right there.
Yes.
Can the college kid who's barely able to get by, waiting tables, trying to make ends meet, behind on debt, can the divorced mother who's working two jobs, who can't afford gas in the car, learn the steps to create wealth?
Yes. And the reason I say that, Damon, is because I've been there.
You've been there.
If all the utilities were on in our house at one time, we were blessed.
Wow.
And so I understand where they're at. But I know they can change because we help people see their wealth streams.
That's good.
All of my tools are set up, Damon, really not a whole lot of fluff, but more built around truths and practical steps. Because you need practical steps and you need someone to help guide you. And I truly understand their plight.
Yeah.
But I know it'll work if they grab hold of these tools, connect with one of this one-on-one program, and let us help you get through all your crisis. Your crisis can be your greatest testimony.
That's good. That's good. Dr. Clark, I want to thank you so very much for being on the program today. People need to hear this message. You know, they need to understand that there's something they can do to move out of where they are and into the life that God has for them. And we fall short of taking action because we don't believe that can be us. You with me? You see that, but for some reason you say, that can't be me. Dr. Clark, I want to ask if you'd look into that camera and speak to the person that's watching right now and encourage them to take this critical step today.
Sure, sure. Listen, I know it seems like you're overwhelmed. I've been there. I know you feel like you can't do it, that this thing is never for you, it's for somebody else. But I sit here today to let you know it's for you. What God has for you is for you. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your destiny. Just believe God that there is a shift that can come to your life. I am a true testimony of it. And I want you to know that if you would just invest in your mind right now, I believe that even in 30 days, you will see a shift in your life. Mm. So please, invest in your mind, invest in your life, do something different. Hey, I said one time, hey, listen, I don't want to hear nothing else about finance, but I'm talking about wealth building now. I'm talking about you being a distribution center for God that you can help. I know you want to pay for the mission trip. I'm going to help you pay for that mission trip now.
That's good. It's corrupted thinking that stands in our way. It's an old mindset. The Bible says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And to have a renewed mindset, you got to get some new information. You can't just be feeding off the same old stuff that's got you where you are. And I want to get you something that's going to be new information. It's going to help reprogram your thinking that will lead to you living that transformed life. Dr. Clark is a living proof that you can create the life of your dreams. I want you to experience her as a catalyst of change in your life, just like she's changed other people's life. And I want you to make perhaps the most important decision you could make in this year, now, during this show, and this moment, by picking up the phone.
When it comes to your finances, are you just treading water? You cut costs, manage your expenses, and even go without, but there's still not enough. Bills, debt, and financial hardship wreak havoc every single day. So many of us struggle with not having enough money, working hard to just barely make ends meet. Now, imagine a life where money is no longer an issue. Your bills, debts, and financial hardships are gone. What would you do then? This dream is not just wishful thinking. It can be your reality. All you have to do is create a shift in your thinking. Just as she did herself, Dr. Shirley Clark is here to move you past the very thing that is hindering your wealth and to help you step into the wealthy lifestyle that you deserve. In her new book, Blessed: How to Attract Wealth into Your Life, Dr. Clark guides you through the steps that will teach you to receive an impartation from the Lord as you download His ideas, inventions, and strategies to manifest wealth in your life. With today's offer, Damon is including Pray and Grow Richer, Dr. Clark's 31-day devotional journal that is full of strategies that can be used to provoke the supernatural to show up in your life so that your wealth streams can be illuminated as well as activated, which will open the door for you to live from your overflow inheritance. And to help you set your home atmosphere, you are also going to receive Dr. Clark's personal soaking music CD. Immerse your soul and spirit in these heavenly, anointed sounds as you develop and strengthen your place of intimacy and relationship with the Lord. Damon also wants you to have the Wealth Wisdom DVD teaching from Dr. Clark. In this teaching, she personally guides you through her 8-step system to break out of the poverty mindset. But that's not all. Damon is so serious about you having a shift in your life that with today's unique offer, you'll receive a powerful prayer and proclamation CD that will bring you into a supernatural place of agreement with God over your finances. This is your chance for a life change. The Shift Toolbox will move you from broke to blessed. With your gift today, Damon will include the entire uncut and in-depth interview with Dr. Shirley Clark. This is not just the 22 minutes you saw here today, but over an hour of her exclusive wealth wisdom principles. Call today and receive this power-packed bundle, the Shift Toolbox, for your gift of $49.95. This is the answer to your prayers. These are tools you have been looking for to conquer the obstacles between you and financial freedom. Call now and begin attracting wealth into your life today. Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.